Giant 90.9, welcome to the weekly sports talk. Hey, it's finally December 2nd, and some big news. I mean, did we see the Jonathan Taylor news, guys?
Yeah, AFC Player of the Month.
Jonathan Taylor, absolute electric this last month. I mean, when he was utilized in the way he should have been, he was probably one of the best running backs in the league. You know, Lucas definitely proved me wrong on that one.
Yeah, for sure.
I told you it was going to happen. I mean, they didn't run him as much as they could have in the Tampa Bay game, but that's understandable with Tampa Bay's defense being one of the best. So, makes sense.
Yeah. I think they ran him 6 times towards the end of the game, and it just didn't happen. I think they threw 20-something times in a row.
21 times.
21 times in a row.
I mean, it was working.
It was working. When they ran him in the fourth quarter, that's when they got their yards back. JT started getting a lot more yards. So, led up to a touchdown. So that was, although it didn't end in the way a lot of Colts fans wanted, there is still a chance for the Indianapolis Colts to make the playoffs. It's a little bit of a stretch, but it is not impossible. So what needs to happen is for the Indianapolis Colts to have a 7th seed by the end of this week. So by the end of next Monday, because that's when the week ends. For them to have a 7th seed, Chargers have to lose to Broncos, which they did last week. Browns have to lose to Ravens on Sunday Night Football, which they did last week. Colts beat Texans this week. Bengals beat Chargers. Washington beats Raiders. Ravens beat Steelers. And Chiefs beat Broncos. I think that's all very, very possible. The only question about this is Washington beating Raiders, because Raiders have been looking good.
The Colts just need to win a lot of games.
We need to win out, and the Colts need to win out, and the Titans need to lose for the Colts to secure division and then have chance to make playoffs.
That's the big thing. Titans did lose to Derrick Henry this season for pretty much the last half of it.
And
I mean,
they don't have Julio Jones.
Julio's injured.
AJ Brown.
AJ is injured.
And they
lost to the Jets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adrian Peterson. Yeah, Adrian Peterson. They released him.
Yeah,
oh, speaking of Seahawks. Adrian Peterson, they signed. Yeah, Seahawks signed him.
That man is going to run through all 32 teams before the season's over.
Pretty much.
He's on their practice squad now.
Yep.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
He's like the definition of running it until the wheels fall off.
Him and Frank Gore.
Yeah, I was going to say Frank Gore.
But Frank
oh, my
Gore's,
goodness.
Frank Gore was actually producing.
Did you see Frank Gore's son?
Frank Gore Jr.?
Yeah, he played some quarterback.
I forgot where he plays at now.
It's like Southern Mississippi, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he plays some quarterback, and I can actually double check where he goes before we commit to this. But yeah, they went through 10 quarterbacks that season, multiple walk-ons, multiple different quarterbacks, and things weren't working out, so they said, forget it. We're not putting a quarterback on our depth chart.
Did you guys happen to see, since we weren't here last Thursday, and because it was Thanksgiving, obviously, hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, by the way, but did you guys see the Auburn and Alabama game? Did you watch that?
Yeah,
that was a good
that
game.
That was a game and a half.
Not what I was expecting. I wanted Auburn to win, obviously, because, like, Alabama, they're always winning. Just give the underdogs a chance. But they almost did. They almost pulled it off. It was crazy. It was a fun game to watch for sure.
Sticking with the theme of college football here, the playoffs are upon us. We're getting ready for the playoffs here. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to see what teams. We're in the last couple weeks. This is the weeks where teams either are going to absolutely dominate.
This is a bowl game week. Or this is not bowl game. Conference championship week.
Yeah, we're getting to Alabama may not be in the bowl or the championship game playoffs once again. We'll see what happens if they lose to Georgia, even though Georgia is number one, or we could watch Georgia drop out of the seeds completely.
What is it? I believe
it's Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Alabama.
Yeah.
The top four.
And then Oklahoma State.
I think that's
State,
an AP.
Oklahoma State, Notre Dame is. Notre Dame is 6. I know that. I've heard from somewhere, I don't know how true this is, what the source is, but I've heard that somebody tried to drop Notre Dame because of Brian Kelly leaving.
I don't know about, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. But also, the Michigan and Ohio State game, I was watching that. That game got chippy, and it was a really good game. It was It was really close till the fourth quarter. Then Michigan just...
Yeah, because Hassan Haskins, what, 5 touchdowns?
Something like that, but it was a great game. I wanted Michigan to win because I don't like Ohio State.
Okay, so this is from the actual playoff, the college football playoffs. The rankings right now, as of week 14, Georgia, Michigan, Bama, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Mississippi, Baylor, and then Oregon. Those are your top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big possibility that teams like Oklahoma State moves up. Teams like Ohio State, who has 2 losses, have a chance to move up with Notre Dame and Oklahoma State both lose. Really, at this point, it's about...
Notre Dame just has to wait for everybody because, remember, they're independent.
Yeah, they are an independent, They don't have that extra game to really drop them any status here. Yeah, so
if they're a small school, imagine if they would have joined like 25 years ago into a conference. They'd be huge.
I mean, they joined the ACC last year because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw how that worked out in the playoff.
They're a solid team. They're always good. It just... Notre Dame has a big academic standard that a lot of their players have to meet,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't help their recruiting. I think that's the main problem with the recruiting is the fact that, like, yeah, you got to be good at football, but you also have to be good at academics. You have to be good at earth, space, science, stuff like that.
Unless your name is, like, Quentin Nelson, then you can do all of that.
Yeah.
And be good at it.
But, man, just... football in general, like NFL and college football, it's just all getting so close. It's all like it's such a crazy year, really. Like, I didn't expect Georgia to be number one. I'm gonna be completely honest. I didn't. I don't know who I was expecting to be number one, but it definitely wasn't Georgia. The NFL and the Bengals too. By the way, blowing the Steelers out the water. Like the NFL and college football is just crazy this year.
Joe Burrow, because the Bengals weren't super good, they weren't good at all, and then they got Burrow. Now they're pretty good, and now LSU's not good.
Yeah, now with the Jamar Chase Joe Burrow connection, alongside with a future star running back Joe Mixon, the Bengals are looking
Joe
scary.
Joe Mixon's already a star.
I wouldn't say he's there yet. Like, I don't think JT's also there yet. He's up and coming. Both of them are, but I don't think he's...
I don't know about up and coming for Joe Mixon. I think he's 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
He's already had some good seasons. I mean, I believe that he's already one of those running backs that you're like, oh, if I'm going to have a redraft, he's probably up there in the top.
I feel like he's a running back where... I don't know. I feel like he's not a running back who's always in, like, people's top 10 or top 5.
I feel you.
That's what I'm saying.
So far in the regular season, he has 924 yards.
Speaking of, while we're on the topic of running backs, these running backs can't stay healthy. Christian McCaffrey's out again.
He's out for the year this time.
Out again, but it's a year ending. It's crazy. I just wonder, like, how these running backs don't stay healthy. Especially like Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, like people like them, they're never healthy, and they have such like promising careers if they stay healthy.
I think
they put up numbers with being healthy. If they just stayed healthy, their numbers would be a lot better.
A big thing is the fact that they're on a team that usually doesn't have a good line. They don't have a lot of other weapons. I mean, the Panthers have struggled to find a quarterback. I've struggled to find really anything that worked for him other than, hey, Christian McCaffrey's somewhere.
Yeah, I thought Cam Newton was back.
0-2. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Cam Newton in quarterbacks, Taysom Hill has been named starter for Thursday night tonight, Cowboys versus Saints. So that's going to be a good game. I have Saints winning, actually. Cowboys have lost, what, three in a row?
Taysom Hill is too good. He honestly is really good. He should have been starting.
That's what I was saying. I think he should have been starting. I think they're going to win.
Of course, I wouldn't have started him over Jameis. Famous Jameis is just...
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. But I think, because if you have a quarterback like Jameis, who's, you know, been a quarterback, not a
proven
flex.
Winner.
Yeah. So then that's when I definitely start Jameis over Taysom, because Taysom could be anything else too, just like Cordell Patterson. But I would definitely start Taysom now. I would have started him after Jameis was out.
They released the depth chart for the Falcons. Speaking of Cordell Patterson, Cordell Patterson is now like the third string safety.
Yep. They were talking. The head coach was talking about it in an interview, and he was like, "You know, I might just put Cordell Patterson at third string safety." And then he was not kidding, because he later released the depth chart, and he was third string cornerback or safety or whatever. I thought that was pretty cool. He can really do anything: running back, wide receiver, safety.
So I actually watched a really interesting video talking about this. Cordarrelle Patterson, he had that electric rookie year where we saw him return kicks. We saw him absolutely do everything right. Then we slowly saw the decline as, you know, Mike Zimmer kind of changed up the offense. The offense kind of more relied on people like Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen.
Didn't he – I don't know if he broke – or tied Devin Hester's season record for the most touchdown returns, or not season, but like career record for touchdown returns. I don't know if he broke it or tied it. I can't remember.
I'm not sure at this moment. I know. Oh, you know a throwback name that everyone remembers for kick returns?
Devin Hester.
Not Devin Hester.
Give
me one guess.
Man, I don't know.
He used to be a great punt returner. He played for a team that was absolutely awful.
Man,
I don't know.
He was a Browns player.
Yes, I think I know who you're talking about.
Wide receiver.
I can't remember his name. No, I'm under pressure.
He's gonna take it to the crib.
Oh my goodness! Now you okay?
I gave you a very big.
I know. I know. That's why I'm like so mad at. I can't figure it out.
His last name was in that sentence.
I know it, but like I can't think of his
Josh Cribbs.
Yes. Oh my goodness. How could I not think of that?
I completely forgot about him until thinking about like Devin Hester, like people who are primarily like kick returners. Josh Cribbs used to be the guy on kick return.
I remember him.
He was a beast.
He was great.
And then we're kind of in a new era of kick returners and punt returners. Jamal Agnew's one of those guys. It's kind of been on the up and up on kick returns / punt returns. Deontay Harris. Players like that have kind of gone a little bit better at kick returns. If you remember, Jacoby Ford used to be one guy like that. Super fast and was kind of one-sided. He had a couple good plays throughout the season, but typically he was only used on kick returns and punt returns.
So Cordell Patterson did break Devin Hester's career kick returns. Devin Hester has 5 and Cordell Patterson has 8.
I remember Devin Hester coming back. I think he was playing for the Seahawks, and he had the ugliest number like 18 or something, and he was returning kicks.
I would say 18 is an ugly number. You know, the GOAT.
As a punt returner, though.
Kick returner.
Hold on. Did you say the GOAT?
Yeah, I said one of the GOATs.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the GOAT.
No. We already know who the GOAT is, and I don't even want to say it.
Yeah.
Captain Checkdown?
Vinny Testaverde.
No, definitely not.
Brian Scalabrine.
Brian Scalabrine.
The GOAT. The GOAT is Mr. Butt Fumble himself.
Mark Sanchez.
Yep. Mark Sanchez. Dude, I remember Mark Sanchez had – I don't even know what
– I forget. Yeah, he played for the Jets.
Mm-hmm. The Jets.
Let's just go through some of the amazing quarterbacks that have gone through that system. You have Geno Smith. You have Mark Sanchez, Tim Tebow.
Tebow never really started, though.
Wait, okay. Pennington. I'm so confused. Was that this year or last year when – no, it was this year when Tim Tebow signed with the Jags?
Yeah. He was the tight end.
Yeah.
He got dropped.
instantly.
Like after, I think,
that's why I
preseason
that's
week
why,
one?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't remember if it was this year or last year or not.
I'm trying to think who some Jets quarterbacks over the last couple of years. Josh McCown, McWheels.
Wasn't he on like 20 different teams?
He's been Josh on, McCown has been on.
He's been a career backup.
Yeah, he's been a career backup, but he's a good he's a good mentor towards young quarterbacks. I mean, him and his brother have been mentoring young quarterbacks for most of their careers. Jordan Palmer.
Yeah.
Does that as well. Carson Palmer's brother.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those guys who are
man, that's
good enough to be.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
He was old.
He played for like 1 year and then re-retired.
Don't forget. And then, like, didn't he retire like three times?
Yeah, two or three times. Yeah.
Carson Palmer is such a throwback quarterback name.
I had his jersey.
Kurt Warner.
So I thought about that we actually watched. Like,
so Kurt Warner.
Quarterbacks that we actually
watched. Yeah, we watched them back in like 2010. Yeah,
they're making a movie. It's called American Underdog. I think it comes out Christmas Day. It's about the greatest show on turf.
Yeah, he literally went from bagging groceries to an NFL starting quarterback.
To NFL MVP.
Literally, that is the coolest story. I think a YouTuber called KTO came out with a video with about that story, and it was just – it's so good.
I think
so,
the second best quarterback story has got to be Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, yeah. Heinicke.
Oh, yeah. That's
undrafted, and he just kept working at it.
XFL quarterback.
I think he went in the – was he in the AAF?
AAF quarterback, XFL quarterback.
Oh, my goodness. I was a big supporter of both those leagues.
Yeah.
And then now he just beat Russell Wilson.
He not only did he beat Russell Wilson, well, he started his first career game. He started his first career game last year
against
Tom Brady in the playoffs. Lost. And then won against Tom Brady just a couple weeks ago. That is an amazing story. He beat Tom Brady. Like, it. Not a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, there are a lot of quarterbacks that have done that, but it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a great story seeing Taylor Heinicke come from where he is. So, but RG3, have you guys heard about what's going on with him?
Last I saw he was in, I know he's not anymore, but last I heard of that name was when he was in Baltimore last year.
Was it the allegations against Washington football team again?
Is he writing a book or movie?
He's writing a book called Surviving Washington.
Yeah, because
talking about
allegations about what happened to him in Washington.
Yeah, he had harassment against him from,
I miss RG3.
I'm not sure what. He had a great rookie season. He's one of those guys, the biggest what-if stories. If he stayed healthy, him and Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Two Gloves.
He's never really had a very dedicated offense to him. When he was in Carolina, he had 1 year. He was never given a second year. Denver now, 1 year. I don't expect him to come back. I expect him to be a backup somewhere else.
He's like the
New Orleans.
Like the My Career or Road to the Show, like those guys.
He's like,
they sign 1 year contracts just to play all the teams that they can.
Literally. Except it's the fact that he's solid.
Right.
But he's never the level that they want. He's not an old quarterback, but an older quarterback who still has a ton of skill. He was never really given his chance on the team that drafted him. And he never really has gotten a chance. I mean, Sam Darnold was drafted with him. Was drafted and he was signed to the Jets that year. Jets trade him off to New Orleans. He plays a couple games, plays well, goes to Carolina, gets 1 year to prove himself. That didn't go well. He gets traded over to Denver after Carolina does another experiment. I don't even know what they did with their quarterback situation. Oh, the Sam Darnold experience with that.
Now it's the Cam Newton of it.
Yeah, the Cam Newton experiment. But he goes all the way over to Denver, starts over Drew Lock. And now they're kind of – Denver's struggling. I think
they start off 3-0.
But, yeah, I think Coach Vic Fangio is in hot water this season. I think with how bad he's done the last couple of years, he's had years to develop that team. He's definitely going to be on the hot seat again. He's been on the hot seat, I feel like, for the last 3 years. I think it's finally time for them to go a different direction at head coach in Denver.
Yeah, another name that – kind of reminds me of Teddy Bridgewater is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, man. I love Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Fitzmagic.
My favorite thing about him, my favorite play that I ever watched, we were at our cousin, aunt, or I was we were at our aunt's house in Florida over winter break last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Dolphins. I can't remember. I want to say it was the Bills, but I don't think it was. But they were playing each other. I want to say it was Christmas Day. I think it was Christmas Day. Yeah, it was Christmas Day. And we were watching it. And there was one play where I was like, they're going to heave it deep here. Watch this. Fitzpatrick is going to make something happen. He heaves it deep. He catches the pass with pass interference on him. So it's a spot foul. And they catch it. They decline, or they get it, whatever. And then they go and score and win the game. Like the next play. And I was like, he's going to make a play right here.
He's one man. He's one NFL player. That game against the Raiders last year was great. He's such an underrated quarterback, I feel
For what he's done in the league, I think he is very underrated. It's like Josh McCown in his early years. He's very underrated for what he's been able to do throughout his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another topic I want to talk to you guys about. This is a broad subject. Do you guys believe?
Yes.
Do you believe? Yes.
You believe
in magic in a young girl's heart? What? Okay. But so I saw a TikTok about this, and it was a question like, should pro sports not have a draft?
No, I saw that TikTok. That is the dumbest idea ever, because then all the guys are just going to go to LA and New York.
Because the main reasoning was, it doesn't give your player like a main market. They're limited in what they can get because these teams have exclusive rights to sign this player. As a player, of course.
That's the whole reason why they did a draft. Tough teams. I mean, we see that in Eli Manning who demanded a trade because he don't want to play for San Diego.
I don't blame him.
But yeah. But at the same time, he was going to, even if there wasn't a draft, he was going to sign with New York. But then Peyton Manning with Indianapolis. I guarantee he didn't want to play for Indianapolis when he first got drafted. He probably wanted to play for a better team than that was a team that was 2-14.
Well, yeah, but I think I guarantee every player, unless you're a diehard fan of that team.
I think the only player went overall was Joe Burrow, because that was the Bengals. He grew up in Ohio.
I think anybody who gets drafted to a team that had had terrible seasons in the past, I don't think they'd be happy with that pick. Like, right. Trevor Lawrence going to the Jacksonville. I guarantee he wasn't happy with that.
Wouldn't have been.
Yeah. Zach Wilson probably wasn't happy with going to the Jets. There's a lot of players. You want to get drafted high overall because who wouldn't? But then again, a lot of people don't want to be on a bad team.
A brand new head coach, unproven, still learning how the NFL speed of head coaching works.
But I don't think the draft will ever go away. I do, however,
it should. It's not. It shouldn't happen.
What, the draft?
Yeah. Keep the draft.
Yeah. What I think that should happen is, though, I think the NBA should expand their round a little bit. Maybe add a round or two.
Did you guys hear? This was, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago about the NFL potentially adding a new team. 33 teams and adding another city somewhere.
You got to have 34 or something.
Yeah, I think it was expected 34 or 36.
Mm.
I think 36 would work better because you have 6 and 6, like 6 divisions of 6 teams.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
But there has to be a realignment. But like 34 is kind of tough. Like 32, the NHL makes it work, which I don't get because they added the Vegas Golden Knights, which are in the Western Conference, and they added the Seattle Kraken, which are in the Western Conference. So it was 15-15, then it was 16-15, but now it's 16-16. Maybe they just moved a team over. I'm not 100% sure, but like they added 2 West teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's wild.
NHL team.
I thought it was pretty cool, though.
The Wild.
Adding more teams.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed.
They're talking about Mexico City.
London was one.
I don't think London will work because
it's so stupid because the flights. Kansas City,
in the middle of the United States. They're
okay,
just
but I will admit this: flights are not as bad as the NBA because they play just not last night, Tuesday night.
Oh, I know
Tuesday night, Suns and Warriors played, and now they're also playing this Friday.
Yeah, but But so, but with the London, I think as a London team standpoint, because you're traveling 8 times a week to another continent.
Yeah.
I think that, like, if you're the Bills and you play London, you're only traveling. Heck, let's say worst case scenario, you're in the same division as them. You play them twice, but you're only going there once. But if you're the London team, you're traveling eight times a year.
And not even that, you're also, oh, let's say you have to go see family for Thanksgiving. You got to fly over there. You got to fly there. It's the fact that
now, do you think if
so far away from everything?
If they have London, do you think that they're gonna maybe take more London-born football players or England-born?
Well, that's the problem. Is England doesn't really have a good football program. They don't really have a like a big development phase like in American sports. In America, it starts at Pee Wee, it starts at Optimus, Pop stuff like Warner. That. Pop Warner.
Yeah.
Starts at that stuff, move into middle school. From middle school, you move into high school. From high school, if you're good enough, then you make it to college. There's junior colleges, even for the guys who didn't make it all the way, to continue to develop. And there's still the amount of American players are unmatched. That's why the CFL had to make a rule about half the team, half your roster has to be Canadians.
I think the best case scenario for the NFL of putting in new teams, if they want to expand, obviously they'll put two American teams. Maybe like, I would love to see a team in St. Louis again.
Yeah, St. Louis and maybe San Diego, even though they just...
I don't know about San Diego.
They
just
knocked down the stadium, didn't they, recently? Yeah.
I think a team maybe in like Santa Fe. That'd be kind of cool.
Or San Antonio.
I was thinking Texas, but they already have two teams. But, like, New Mexico doesn't have a team.
Why don't we put it in, like, the Middle Western? Because there's not a lot of teams in the Middle Western.
I just said St. Louis.
Yeah, but I'm...
Louisville? That's a little too close to all the other teams.
Yeah, Louisville is just... It's in that breadbasket of Cleveland.
Right.
Indianapolis.
There's so many Chicago on the
Cincinnati.
Tennessee.
Detroit. Tennessee. The Titans.
Like, why don't we give a team to Montana?
Nobody would go to the games.
And there's the four fans for the Montana.
I think Utah could have a good...
Utah. There's so many more states that could have teams because it's more of Eastern...
I think if we expand, Oregon. It goes to Montreal.
I think either Montreal or Toronto.
I think Canada.
At least Canada is a, like... It's on the same continent.
Let's give a team to Alaska and Hawaii. Why not?
The Honolulu.
Honolulu.
And the abominable.
The Rainbow Warriors. I don't know.
Honolulu and the abominable. What's it called?
Abominable Snowmen.
Or let's bring back the Flint Tropics.
Are you talking about the... don't tell me. It's Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it's the Will Ferrell movie, but it's also about
a team. Semi-pro?
No. Yeah, semi-pro.
Semi-pro, yeah.
Yeah, bring that to the NFL.
The granny shot. The granny shot for a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh.
Will Ferrell owns the team.
Yeah.
He's the majority shareholder.
Just imagine Will Ferrell playing starting quarterback for some NFL team that he created.
I think Adam Sandler should buy a team.
I still don't think that he'd be the oldest quarterback playing in the league.
How old is Will Ferrell?
I'm just saying, by the time that team becomes a team, Tom Brady's going to be 52 winning his 19th Super Bowl.
How old is... I want to look that up real quick.
He's like 53.
I bet he's 58.
He's like 54.
I think he's high 50s.
He is 54.
Yeah.
54.
Told you.
So he's mid-50s.
Yeah. A little change in all this football. Did you guys happen to watch that... Bucks and Charlotte Hornets game, Milwaukee Bucks Charlotte Hornets game.
I was not able.
Well, I watched it, and man, was it a game! LaMelo Ball career high of 36 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists. Giannis had 40 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. And it came down to the wire. LaMelo Ball little cross, step back, fade 3, tied the game up with like I want to say 6 seconds left, something like that. And then Giannis drove down the court with that 6 seconds, laid it up with 2 seconds left, and they ended up winning the game.
His famous 2 steps down the court.
Yeah, pretty much, and won the game. It was a crazy game. I thought the Charlotte Hornets were gonna win, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So, but also, Suns have, what, 18 straight wins now? That's a franchise record.
The Suns are looking good. I think the Suns...
Suns and Warriors...
If you remember, like, two years ago, Suns were miserable.
Yeah, they were. They were.
And then the bubble happened.
Speaking of miserable, Devin Booker's out for a few games. That their star. But they although Devin Booker did go out first quarter, early first quarter in that game, they still did end up winning. Curry did not look like Curry. What he had like 6 points.
He had his worst statistical shooting night. He was like 4 for 13 from the field, or for three. He was like 5 for 30 on the floor, something like that.
He only had like 6 points.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right,
it was bad. It was really bad. I have the Suns winning again this Friday, tomorrow. Actually, I'm gonna watch that game because Suns already have the best record in the
NBA
right now. Warriors have the second best, and also it's a good time to be a Arizona fan because, you know, Cardinals, best team in the NFL, best record in the NFL. I wouldn't say best team.
I wouldn't say that about baseball though.
Yeah, well, yeah, Suns. So we're looking good in the desert.
You see the MLB had a lockout.
Oh, yeah,
they had a full lockout, first one since 1990. They had something earlier in 2020 when obviously April or March and April shut down spring training and the regular season starts. So they're like, okay, we'll start in like May or June. And then they had like that little mini lockout. Not full lockout, but a little lockout that pushed them back to July. And then they're like, okay, we'll deal with this later because of COVID. So they played that 60-game season. The Dodgers won the World Series. The next year they're like, okay, we'll have a good season now. And now it's come to the time where they need to deal about it, and then they locked out.
Not good for the NBA. Hopefully they can come to terms eventually soon. We're going to go ahead and take a break here on the Weekly Sports Talk. When we come back, we're going to get ready to wrap up the show. Final thoughts, score predictions. We'll see you in a moment.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
What's up?
That was kind of weird.
What's up with the kids buying flavored air? I don't know what that's about.
Wait, what?
Kids buy flavored air? I don't know. That's
so much trending on the TikTok now.
No.
Me and the boys.
No, flavored air is just like nicotine and stuff like that. Oh,
my favorite thing.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
My favorite thing to buy is, or I've heard to buy on like Amazon, like dumbest things to buy on Amazon, is dehydrated air. It's like, just add water to hydrate the air. Dehydrated water.
You know, you can buy it's like nothing.
Yeah, it's like dehydrated water, and it's like, just add water to hydrate the water.
You can buy nothing. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that was loud.
I don't know why I thought I did the legal so wrong.
You did it, but you just stopped.
You ever have like a sneeze that like knocks you back?
No, just you.
Yeah, I just saw that. You nearly broke our door right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, before we close this out, what's the score predictions? What do you guys have for the Cowboys versus Saints tonight? I got Saints 27 to Cowboys 23.
Oh, man. It's going to be a close game, mm-hmm. obviously.
I think Taysom gets two rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, Saints 24. Saints 24 to 21 Cowboys.
Okay.
So Saints win.
I got to give this one to them boys. I think the Cowboys are going to just outperform them by a little bit. I think it's going to come down to a game-winning field goal.
That's what I think.
Be like, yeah, 27, that's what
I
think.
I was thinking something 24. Like that, too, but then I spaced it with a five-point difference. Yeah. Right? That's 5 points, right? 27-23? Yeah, I knew my math wasn't wrong. So, yeah, I got Saints winning. I don't know. With the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, first of all, has looked amazing. I will say that. But I think a lot of people are saying the Cowboys are going to win because they have all three of their wide receivers back. CeeDee Lamb's back. Amari Cooper's back. They got the Saints have Taysom Hill that's going to be playing for them. So I think that's going to boost them. But I don't know. I'm calling this the upset because I think the Cowboys are favored to win. So I'm calling this the upset game of the week. And it's going to start off with an upset. So that's my prediction on that.
I mean, I could see an upset happening. I mean, I don't know. We have to see. I mean, it's going to be a close game, obviously. I mean, Sean Payton and Mike McCarthy are going to put their teams to the best. I mean, especially coming from Sean Payton. Sean Payton has had, I think, four different quarterbacks over the last couple of years starting. Between Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, Teddy Two Gloves, Trevor Siemian, and then now Taysom Hill. That's five quarterbacks, actually. So five different starting quarterbacks in the last couple of years. And so we'll see if they can continue their success, if Sean Payton can continue what he's doing. I mean, he's one of the best head coaches in the NFL mm-hmm. for a reason.
The Cowboys are, what, 4-8 against them? But... Well, I hate to end it like this. Should have probably started it off with this, but it's just how it played out. The Rams are saddened by tragic and sudden death of loss of Otis Anderson Jr. He was a part of them for training camp, preseason, and started regular season, he was on the practice squad. He was a promising young man with a bright future, and our sincere condolences go out to his family during this difficult time. Otis Anderson Jr. was... stopping, according to reports, he was in front of his mom trying to save his mom from his father, who unfortunately shot and killed both of them. Updates later said that his mom did also die. So it's just something you don't like to hear, especially a young star like him.
There's, a young guy who was just trying to make it in the NFL. Especially extremely tragic.
By his father helping his mother, trying to save his mom. It's not something you want to hear. And condolences go out to him and his family. So, hate to end it like that, but it's just how it played out. So,
when I first heard about it, I thought it was the other Otis Anderson, the one that played on the Giants in like the 90s.
Yeah.
I thought it was him.
That's what I thought it was, too. Then I saw Rams jersey or Rams helmet because it's in all black and white. And then I saw 1998 to 2021. Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow, he was young.
Yeah, that's extremely
young.
It's just, keep that in mind, he's about 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. A lot of tragic going on. There's just a lot of bad things. That's why on this show we always try and keep it as positive as possible and bring joy, because there's a lot of bad things that we don't talk about, don't need to talk about.
I mean, you want to bring joy. Do you have a joke of the week?
I mean, I did have one.
I don't know. Just bring joy, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not something to want to say or have to tell people, but I guess it's just whatever.
Well, I suppose.
But I'm afraid of the calendar because its days are numbered.
All right. That's been our time here on the Weekly Sports Talk. Owen, goodbye, buddy. Have a good day at class.
See ya. We'll be on here in the next show. Don't go anywhere
yet. We'll be back here after this. Owen's leaving. It's me and Lucas here. So we're going to listen to some music and have a couple discussions. We'll see you.
We put the bass in the competition's face. Giant 90.9.